Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just heard the top of the hour news about Aunt Jemima. Well, it's kind of twisted. Aunt Jemima is going to be removed from the imaging on boxes of food products. But here's the real story. There was a gal by the name of Nancy Green, G-R-E-E-N. In 1890, 130 years ago, a former slave was hired to be the spokesperson for Aunt Jemima Food Products. Nancy Green. So she was the spokesperson. She was a former slave. Well, we can't have a former slave as a spokesperson, right? Raising that person up to be the spokesperson for a food product brand. What's wrong with that? I don't know. Seems okay to me. I've bought Aunt Jemima products. I thought, well, this is great. And they are great. You know, except for some of the preservatives and other additives. But I didn't think it was negative. And since I'm on the topic of politically incorrect, so many years ago, here at our farm in Virginia, I'm sorry, when we left Virginia and moved to Missouri, there were some three puppies. They were kind of blonde in color. They were living in a culvert at the end of our driveway, where the driveway meets the road. They were living in this tunnel that we put in to drain water away. And our son found them and he brought them home. And so one was my dad's. He liked one the best, and he named her Belle, as in beautiful, Belle. I named mine Cooper, after D.B. Cooper, and my son named his after a reaction that she had. Whenever there was a storm and it was thundering outside, she would cower, and he would say, boy, she really gets spooked. She's afraid of thunder. So we have three puppies at the time. Cooper, Belle, and Spook. Spook was named after the reaction to the thunder. Now, is that politically incorrect? Well, I mean, some people use the word spook to mean something different. That's not what we use it for. She's just terrified of thunder and still is to this day. You know, 13 years later. So I think we should be really careful before we condemn what we think people are doing. David, you had some comments about the police?
Yeah, Gwynnon brought up about how the police may get to the point where they're decline, you know, interacting and take, you know, doing their job. Now, I don't know. As far in the law enforcement field, they always have to carry their badge, so therefore they're always on duty, even if they're not. Okay, so that's how they get away with a lot, first of all. But there was an incident that happened where one of the guys were in uniform, and a lady needed assistance right away, and he said, no, I don't feel like messing with you right now. She's a black lady. Want nothing to do with her. Now, she filed a complaint and sued, apparently, and they said he could pick and choose if he wanted to help at that time or not. Now, that guy's on duty. He's actually in his full uniform, you know. So they've been able to pick and choose what they want to do, and they're going to continue to do it. They've been doing it. They're going to do it some more. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but this is going to pose a lot of serious problems that we even aren't even dealing with yet. But as of this morning, a radio show I listened to, there's four people that's been shown up hanged in the United States. Now, some of them may say was suicide, but the others are saying all of them may not be suicide. Now,
okay, that made the news. That made the news several days ago.
Yeah, and, but there was some more this morning.
Yes.
There's four. I heard the other day there was just a couple in California. Now there's one in New York. There's one in Texas. There's more showing up, but whether it's because of the stress, I'm hoping I shouldn't say it that way in a way. I'd rather it be the stress instead of it being the racial situation.
So who are the people who have been found hanged till dead by the neck?
There was two in California black men that were found like last week. Those ones that I heard about over the weekend. I just heard this morning about one in Texas, a Hispanic gentleman, and another, I believe, a black person in New York. That was.
What do you think, David? What do you think would happen if a policeman were found hanged?
Oh, boy. I don't even want to speculate on that stuff because they don't let grudges go. They do not let, and I've said it many times, they do not let grudges go.
The reason I'm asking, and I'm not suggesting anybody do it. Please don't even think that's what I'm thinking. But I'm just saying that there is a double standard. The standard is, well, when we the villagers, regardless of whether we're black, brown, or white, or yellow, are found murdered, or there's a possibility of murder, there's a different standard that's applied to when a police officer is murdered. It seems to me that everything, all heck breaks loose when a police officer is murdered. It's like all the cops pile on to go and solve this problem. Is that right or incorrect, David?
Yep. Nope, that's right. That is definitely right. I've seen swarms of them for just one situation that you're like, all you people for just this? You know, and I'm, you know, they would even have to go out and look for, you know, hey, I got to wait and come back and pick you back up. We got to go look for innocent bystanders. Well, you know, that shooting happened several hours ago. If you guys hit anybody on accident, they're dead by now. You know, well, we still got to do it anyways. You know, so there's always, I mean, if anybody does anything at a cop, ain't no telling who will get hit in the stray bullets. They don't care at that point in time. They never did in the past.
David, you're a news hound, and I don't use that in a negative way. I mean it in a positive way. You're on top of the news. I don't remember exactly where it was. It might have been in the Southwest that there was a clash between people protecting the citizens' rights and protesters, and there was a man that was shot. And immediately we'll call him the protector, not a policeman, was arrested by the police for shooting a man. Did you hear that story or read that story? It was yesterday.
I heard so many stories about shootings lately, and you know, and I've even heard stories where people are upset when the gentleman in Mississippi was killed. Why didn't they do something? If they would have interacted, all of them cops would have opened up on them people. You know,
yeah, so what I'm saying is there's a double standard when the police will arrest someone, let's say one of us, you know, a villager. I'm not speaking of USA Preparers. I'm just saying just one of us, you know, the bottom 93%, just a villager. It seems like the police will arrest us in a heartbeat as compared to the police arresting their own. Do the police arrest their own very often, David?
I've never seen that one cop. Matter of fact, badges, like I said before, all the way up to the federal level, when they had an issue happen, they would go to the other cops in the other area that they knew can get the job done to sweep that under the rug, even shootings. But whenever my dad would flip out, I would be lucky to get out of the place. His buddies would show up there. They would take his gun away while he was in the mental hospital getting psychiatric treatment. I'm there in the city to fend for myself, and they give his gun back when he gets back out.
Okay. You know. How about this? You know, if you watch those cop shows, the series like the Blue Bloods, they will call the police badge a shield. And I think they call it a shield because it shields them from prosecution. I think that's why they call it a shield. But they don't call it a badge, they call it a shield. Well, we the villagers might use that term badge and shield interchangeably. But it's the same thing. In Missouri, I know for a fact that each Missouri state representative is issued a badge or a shield. And it's gold. Now, I don't know if it's gold through and through or whether it's gold-plated, but it's gold in color. And it has a unique number. The same number is not used twice. Every one of these shields or badges that a Missouri state representative, alleged representative, carries is a unique number, and you can just search that number and find out whose badge or shield it is. I saw a Missouri state representative, and I know he was one, take his badge and put it on the dashboard of his vehicle and illegally park his car. And he told me it'll be okay. Because the police, who might ticket or tow a vehicle for being illegally parked, recognize that particular style of badge as a free pass kind of a card. David, do you believe that story?
Yeah. Usually the cops, what they do is they'll put like their holster or their hat, or if they're undercover, they'll have like a Union Police sticker in the window, and they won't mess with those cars at all. Once they see that stuff, they just go. Even if they're speeding or driving crazy, they just let them go.
David, I've got something to ask.
Sure.
Okay. And this is a question that I have been musing on, actually, for several weeks, and I've been thinking to myself, the next time I'm on air with David, I want to ask him this question, and this is an ideal time to ask it. Do you suppose that members of the Blue Team pay their motor vehicle registrations and property taxes?
I don't know if they pay. I've seen so much illegal cash that they would have. I don't think they would have a problem with paying it if they had to. I just know whenever
they have to. What if they were pretty sure that they were not going to get booked for driving an unregistered vehicle?
No, they won't. No.
Unregistered vehicle. Well, why would they bother paying their motor vehicle registration?
Right.
Because around here, the registration for a motor vehicle is almost $600 a year. That's insane. And even on a concession, it's just, the last time I checked, it was just under $300 a year. And a one-week unemployment benefit, which if you're on unemployment benefits or if you're on disability or if you're a veteran or if you're a single mother or whatever, then you get a concession. And so but even then, that is around about 1 week unemployment benefit to register a motor vehicle. You know, that's insane. I don't think that they're going to pay their motor vehicle registration.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth and David.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, I'm trying to find this story about this senior citizen, and I believe it was Chippewa. Native American, and he had an expired registration on his vehicle. And within like a second, there were two cops. One cop was talking to him. The other did a flying leap, landed on him, threw him down to the ground in like a second, literally. And then while he was down, punched him in the face, black and blue face. You know, absolute police brutality. It's everywhere. Now, does an expired registration on a vehicle warrant that kind of a treatment? I don't think so. Absolutely.
Here's a question for you. Does a failure to appear in court, does that allow you to lose your life?
Yeah. It seems like the two things are separate, right?
Yeah. Just this guy, all he knew at the time was the guy had a failure to appear in court. Now, he was chasing this guy, but he knew there was a dead end coming up in a canyon. He knew the guy probably wasn't familiar. So he said, speed it up, forcibly crashed the guy and killed the guy, and then laughed at him while he was dying. And
that's crazy.
Failure to appear in court, that's it. It could have been for anything, trivial, anything. But to sit there and watch him die is even worse. I mean, that's even a whole different situation there.
I know a young man who happened to be, this is a couple of years ago, happened to be in a police car with a guy he thought was his friend. He thought this local cop was his friend. And the local cop was running an errand, a personal errand. And so they were on the interstate speeding. And the way the story was told to me, and I absolutely believe the story, was the cop said, you know why I'm speeding? Because I can. Because I can. David, does that sound foreign to you?
No. That's an everyday occurrence. We would live in the suburbs of Hyde Park. His station area was Hyde Park, where Obama's from. And it would take us about 45 minutes to get back home. And every night he would be racing with the state troopers. And now, mind you, he's already been drinking all day. And on duty, and then he's off. And like I would just put the seat back, and I didn't want to see it coming. The guy, whenever they would stop him, if he got too out of control, or his buddies, they would just show their badges, and they'd just go on their way, and let them go on their way, racing all over the place, almost hitting people. Those are scary rides.
Okay, so what we're talking about, class, is there's two sets of rules. There's a set of rules for the lawmakers, combined with the law enforcers, and then there's the other set of rules for us. And that's why there is protest across, that's why there are protests across the globe, and that's why there is rioting across the globe. The bottom 93% has had it. Absolutely has had it. And, you know, we have the right to redress our grievances. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was going around in circles baling hay. Yeah, we have the right, but it doesn't seem to be working so well. It does not seem to be working very well at all. And in fact, the corrupt county government in one county in Virginia, where we tried to stop a dump from being put on an on top of an aquifer in our county, when we tried petitions, we tried everything to get the county to not poison our water supply. But they had it. They had been involved with the land purchase and the land transfer, so they were going to financially gain from this. We believe that all to be true. Well, we tried everything. Meetings. We tried petitions. We tried going to their meetings and asking them not to do it. Nothing worked. Nothing. Going on the radio, I was on the radio exposing what these guys were trying to do. Nothing worked. The only time that it seemed to get their attention was when they felt threatened. They felt threatened because the people sent them letters saying you're fired and pointed at them when they saw these county thugs in public, and they'd stop in front of the houses and pointed at them. Only time that the people's will was served. That's the only time. But nothing else worked. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, 9 states set records for coronavirus infections since the pandemic began, hitting one-day highs or new 7-day averages for confirmed cases. Spikes in cases striking Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Meanwhile, it was the same day that Vice President Mike Pence was talking about fears
of a second wave of infections being overblown.
Every state in this country and nearly three quarters of America's small businesses have already begun to reopen.
A lawsuit that was filed Monday calling for CDC coronavirus guidelines to be required during Saturday's Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been denied by a judge. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In Mississippi's second largest city, the state flag with its Confederate emblem is no longer flying at City Hall after a unanimous vote by the Gulfport City Council to replace it with that state's first official banner, the 1861 Magnolia flag. The Aunt Jemima Syrup and Pancake Mix brand making major changes. Quaker, a subsidiary of PepsiCo, making the announcement that it's getting rid of the logo and changing the product's name. It comes as symbols seen as racist have been coming under more and more intense scrutiny after weeks of protests after the death of African-American people at the hands of police, including George Floyd. The so-called Pancake Mammy was originally created in the 19th century based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green. Although the image was updated in the latter half of the 20th century to look more like a modern homemaker, critics say it still features a racist connotation, and that includes the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old minstrel song that was performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching both that image and the name is part of a larger effort to, in the words of a statement, make progress towards racial equality in the United States. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, 30 minutes prior, we discussed Aunt Jemima. You know, in 1890, the former slave Nancy Green was hired to be the spokesperson for Aunt Jemima Foods. We said that. 30 minutes later, USA News catches up to USA Prepares and says the same thing that we just said 30 minutes earlier. You heard it. Yes?
Yep. Yep. Here's the thing. You know, we keep hearing all about how they want the politicians are talking about defunding police departments. Okay. if they don't do nothing with civil forfeitures, it's not going to make them a whole lot of difference, because they're just going to go after all that money in their pockets if nobody's going to stop the people in blue from doing that.
David, tell our class, please, what civil forfeitures are.
Civil forfeitures is anything, well, it was originally designed to deal with the drugs and the illegal activity for your big drug lords to take their assets when they get caught. That's what it was originally for, the way it was always explained to me younger. But then it went to everybody. I mean, it's anybody going down the highways, it's the expressways. Even other departments will fight other departments to get that access to that amount of roadway. And they'll ask you if you have money, if you have cash. Oh, okay, I think, let me see your wallet. You may not need that cash. We think you're going to do something wrong or negative with that. We're going to take it. And it's up to your right to prove it's yours and you have it legally and what you're not going to do anything illegally with it. Well, that's a lot of lawyer costs. So they know they're pretty much. But it's not just they will confiscate vehicles, property, anything. Anything now. It's just anything.
Yeah, and that's how, I believe, that's how all of these neat, brand-new tools are being paid for, like the police cars and the radar guns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Through
how about a Zamboni?
Tell us about that.
Well, I was listening to, actually, I think this was in Missouri, I was listening to, watching a hearing about civil forfeitures, and they said, well, what do you do with your money? Well, they bought a margarita machine and a Zamboni. The police bought a Zamboni. I mean, what does that have to do with law enforcement? Either one of them.
Okay, as part of the bottom 93%, that makes my blood boil. How about you, Gwyneth?
I don't know what a Zamboni is. But I'm sure that it's something that's got nothing whatsoever to do with police work.
Now, if I recall, Zamboni, isn't that the little musical box they created for the Star Trek little tones? Is that the musical box?
You mean, that's a theremin.
Okay, that's a theremin, okay. Okay.
Doctor Who thing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Here's a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thurman. Here's a story that's interesting. This is from the Globe and Mail. So it's theglobeandmail.com. Quote, Indigenous chief says RCMP, that's Royal Canadian Mounted Police, beat him up and manhandled his wife over expired license plates. That was the thing. That was the story I was telling you. So Chief Adam, who was recently reelected to a third term, and he lives, let's see, he is with the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation. So he was brutally beaten by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and his wife was manhandled because it seems that his license needed to be renewed, or his license plates. Now, how is something like that, how could that possibly be the cause of another police officer doing a flying tackle on the senior citizen and then having the police beat this guy bloody and brutal in the face? It's absolutely uncalled for. And that's why the villagers, the bottom 93%, are calling for the complete dismantling of police departments. It seems to me that there is no way to fix this other than to bust it all up, fire everybody, the secretaries, the clerks, the cops, the mayor, everybody, top to bottom, left to right, fire everybody. Nobody gets their pension. Nobody. Because of what some people might call a few bad apples. I keep hearing stories that most of the police are good. David, are most of the police good?
I've not seen. I have a question about one cop that I met that I think he may be okay, but then I still don't know because when I last spoke to him, he didn't want act like he didn't want me to talk about any of the things that I've seen. So I may have thought he was the only one, and he may not be either. I don't know.
Okay, so
here's one.
So I keep hearing. One second, David. I keep hearing stories that I keep hearing claims that there are, you know, most of the police are good. 95% are good. 90% are good. Only a few bad apples. So if you are listening to this broadcast and you are a bona fide police officer, I'd like to hear from you. Is there such a thing as a good cop? Here's the number. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. In case you're listening and driving your patrol car while you're listening to USA Prepares, multitasking, you know, using your radar gun, your automatic license plate scanner, and listening to USA Prepares and talking to your wife or girlfriend on the phone while you're listening to USA Prepares and doing all those other things, I'll repeat it, 866-582-9933. Give us a call. We'll pay for the call. Back to you, David.
Now, here's another. Now, when you say most police, when people say most police are okay, now, you brought up one in Canada. There was an incident in Canada a few months ago. A guy was going to start a restaurant for a Star Wars-themed restaurant. Had one of his young girls go out there and stand out in a stormtrooper outfit. She got beat up and assaulted by a whole group of police because they said she was armed and had body armor on. Okay?
Oh, now, no.
In broad daylight, too. Now, if you know what a stormtrooper really? Outfit looks like, it's white. Okay? I mean, it's not armor.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, they beat her up. They beat her up.
David, let me ask you this question. Here's an interesting question. So the cops that Derek Chauvin who murdered George Floyd, he was charged with assault. Now this other people who, you know, the villagers, when they are suspected of hurting someone, they're charged with battery. Now my understanding is assault is someone yelling at someone. Someone threatening someone, that's an assault. Battery is when you take out the stick or you start swinging. Or you take out a weapon. So battering would be like, you know, using a baseball bat kind of battering. That would be a battery. Assault would be yelling and screaming. And sometimes when a person threatens someone verbally and then hurts that person physically, that would be assault and battery. David, am I correct or incorrect?
I'm pretty sure that's correct. I get a little mixed up on some of the ones, but I'm pretty sure right. Now, the reason why they don't go after, they try to nickel dime the police activity down from charging them. If they get a felony, then they're not supposed to be carrying a weapon in the first place. So they want to make sure they don't get over that felony conviction situation. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of these cases that we're seeing with this violence, none of those officers have went to court yet. None of them have been to court yet. So, you know, don't be surprised if we're here again because somebody says, oh, hey, this guy only gets 18 months, and then we're going to give him so many months of good time served, and then we're going to send him home with a bracelet instead. So don't be surprised if that stuff happens because that happens all the time.
Okay, so Gwyneth has said over the years, for many years, that she gets roughed up by the police. And the stories that I'm reading are that some of these cops have been on the force. I wonder why they call it a police force. I think I know why. I think I know why they call it a police force.
They used
some
to
of
be
these
chief
cops,
officers.
Yeah, now it's force. 6 years with 12 incidents of police brutality. 12, that's like every 6 months. For a guy who's been on the force for 6 years. But yet, these guys are still on the force. Whose fault is that? Is that the mayor's fault? Is that the police chief's fault? Is that the captain's? Is it the lieutenant's? Or is it everybody's? David?
I think it's a little bit everybody. But the other thing is even if the mayor or a judge tells, if the captain or the chief has more power, they're going to listen to him. He's the guy in charge. They are going to listen to him no matter what the courts say. Or anybody else.
Is the chief of police the highest paid person in most cities? Other than, let's say,
they're paid pretty good. I don't know. I mean, I've seen years ago, heard about what they got paid, and they get paid pretty good chunk of money. I mean, they're not hurting bad at all. Plus, all the expenses are paid. All your ammo, your target ammo, everything's provided for you. Your vehicle, your gas. I mean, gee whiz. But yeah, they get paid pretty damn good money. I'm sorry.
I designed a computer system for a city government. It's a pretty large city in the on the East Coast. Back around 1990, and after I was done, this took over a year to build this citywide computer system, and I was the chief consultant to do it. And when it was all done, they wanted to hire me to do the job. They wanted me to run the system that I built. I was quite flattered, but I was a farmer in Virginia. This was for another state. And so I said, thank you, I appreciate it. No. And then they offered me more and more and more and more and more and more. And finally, they offered me the second highest compensation package in the city, second only to one guy, the chief of police. And I said, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm a farmer. So what I'm saying is, I don't think that the chiefs of police are undercompensated based on my knowledge, firsthand experience. I believe they are very well compensated. And they get to pick their own costumes. You know, 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars. All kinds of, I don't know, fruit salad all over their costumes. To me, it's a disgrace.
Here's one for you. There was one time, now, I was directly across from the police station, and somebody else, there was a call, nobody came out, hours went by, but by gosh, they messed with one of those cops' cars, the whole precinct was out there.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Gwyneth, when we come back, let us know what your thoughts are on whatever you'd like to teach the class. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David is with us in Illinois. And I'm in Missouri. I think all of our locations are corrupt.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Let's got a quick update. By request, the following schedule is by request from our class. So tomorrow, Thursday, Kurt Wilson, armchair survivalist, will be with us tomorrow. Friday, it will be me and tips from my unfinished, unpublished book. And next Thursday, Captain John Reagan will be talking about teeth. He'll be talking about root canals, Social Security, and growing up in the 1950s and 60s. So Thursday, Kurt Wilson. Friday, me. Next Thursday, Captain John. Other than that, regular schedule. Gwyneth, your thoughts.
Okay. I just want to let people know that the police will go away, but that everything is not going to be rosy when that happens, because in various areas, gangs will step up to the plate and seek to gain control. That is happening in the Chaz area now. And yeah, it's people will have to look after themselves. This is very, very serious. Around here, we've got to look after ourselves anyway, because the police are useless. All that they're interested in is issuing tickets, because they get a cut, they get a commission from each ticket that they issue. I believe that they get a cut or a commission from each ticket that they issue. I haven't got any proof of that. But it doesn't take Einstein to work it out that that's what they do. And I've had friends who have had home invasions by violent criminals, and the police have basically told them that they'll come round in the morning. And so that's here in this district now. Okay, that's how it goes down now. But like I said, we don't advocate violence, but you need to have a plan of what you will do if you have a home invasion, a robbery of your home or business, if you have a riot breakout in your local area, of how you are going to respond to protect your own life and the life of your family and the life of your friend. What you're going to do if the police go away and a criminal gang steps in and tries to say, well, we're the police now, which is what is happening in the Chaz area. There's a fellow by the name of Raz, and from what I've seen, he's quite a piece of work on YouTube, okay? And he's a rapper, and some of the, you know, lyrics of his rap songs that I've heard are just flat out satanic. I don't know what this guy does for religion, but, you know, I'm just going by the lyrics of some of his rap songs. They're basically satanic chants, you know. So it's quite amazing to see. And the locals, the ordinary people who live there, they're at their wits' end, you know. And they are just doing what they can to protect their own area. But you've got to decide now what you're going to do if that sort of situation develops in your area, because it may well be down the track that that's what happens. But the handy thing to remember is that most bullies are cowards. And if they face somebody who is prepared to stand up for themselves and is mentally prepared to really defend themselves, defend their life and defend their property, the bully will maybe not immediately, but ultimately they will almost always back off. They may initially respond by sending even more goons around to your place. Okay? But if you maintain the attitude of you're not going to mess with me, I'm going to defend my life, my property, my family and my friends, then usually in the end they will end up backing off, because there is easier prey to be found elsewhere. And like I said, I'm not advocating violence, but we need to have people mentally prepared to defend them and theirs.
Okay, here's some food for thought. So police reform, the president wants to do it. Mr. President, how about this? Abolish the police use of weapons of war. That'd be armored vehicles, armored trucks. Abolish the police surveillance. Abolish police immunity. Abolish SWAT teams. Abolish civil forfeiture. And abolish ticket contests. Ticket contests. How about that, Mr. President? David, any quick comments? 10 seconds.
Nope. I'll let Gwyneth have it, sir.
Gwyneth, any quick comments about all those things that I suggested we abolish?
I absolutely agree. I think we should get rid of them altogether and just have everybody arming themselves, looking after themselves, and looking after the people who are important to them.
Yeah, that's the way we do it here in Missouri.
That's the best answer. That's the army answer, ultimately. It works. It really does.
Gwyneth, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, staying up late in Australia. David, thank you for calling in. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.